from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can you explain what made you pick the Sabres and just what you see from the team and Lindy and you know, what Kevin kind of told you about the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's an exciting opportunity to come in and play with an extremely talented group. You know, playing against Buffalo the last few years has not been a fun game to play against with the amount of talent, the decor, and I think it's only getting better. So for me, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, kind of bringing that little bit of a veteran side of things. And, you know, a little bit of, you know, my style of play is more of a gritty style. So hopefully I can, you know, bring that aspect along with a lot of the skill that's on this team and, you know, help out as much as I can. So talking to answer your question further, talking to Lindy and Kevin Adams is, you know, that's kind of what they want for me, is to bring kind of the veteran leadership side of things. But also bring, you know, that grit and speed to the game that that I normally play with.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hey, Jason. Matt Fairburn here from The Athletic. I'm curious, you know, Kevin mentioned he thinks you can play, you know, about as high up in the lineup as possible, really. They like your ability to kind of move up and down lines. What's been your approach when you've played with some really skilled players to kind of, you know, maximize that opportunity and fit in on those top lines?
Yeah. For me, a lot of it's about just playing my game. I think my biggest asset is my speed and my forechecking. So for me, being able to play, you know, when I played with Evgeny Malkin and Sid and those guys, it was go in there and get pucks back. You know, if pucks end up in the corners, go get them back and then let their skill take over. I'm not afraid to be at the net, stand at the net and you know, kind of take a beating net front, you know, throughout a game. I think I have, you know, a knack around the net to get open and find soft spots. And, you know, when I was playing with Malkin, I think we had a good chemistry in that sense. And I see a lot of the same similarities with the Tage Thompson, with an Alex Tuck, with Erasmus Dahlin. You know, the list goes on this team. And I think that's what's exciting for me, is I can use my assets, my speed, my forechecking, my grit, and those things to let those guys accentuate their skill and maybe have a little bit more room, have a few more touches in the ozone, and hopefully help their games a lot as well.
Thanks, Jason.
Hi, Jason. Congrats on the contract.
Thank you.
Wanted to know what your impressions of were of playing against Buffalo in previous seasons, and also what it was like playing against the New Jersey Devils while Lindy Ruff was coaching them the past couple of years. What takeaways did you have from that you liked about that game?
Yeah, I'll start with Lindy Ruff. I mean, Lindy's reputation, you know, is incredible. He's been in the league for a very long time, and he's had a lot of success in this league, and there's a reason that he continues to get coaching jobs. You know, for us playing against New Jersey, it's a very fast game. It's a high tempo game, high pace, and it's making teams try to keep up, and it's a high skill game as well. But you know, he tries to make sure that he has enough grit within his lineup to complement that skill. And I think that's something that he does a very good job of when he's honing his teams together You know, you got to give him a ton of credit for, again, for the success he's had and kind of the formula that he's used throughout those years. So, you know, I think it's a tough team to play against. And I think, getting off to a fast start for this season is going to be huge. You know, hopefully just kind of build it from there. And a lot of it just comes from confidence. And, all these guys have a crazy amount of skill and have played the game enough to know you can't get behind the eight ball to start a year. And, you know, that's something that Lindy and I talked about. And I think we're going to push hard to start this season and just kind of keep going from there. But as far as, you know, the Sabres go, the past few years, you know, it's a lot of the same, a lot of skill, you know, a lot of pace. It's not a fun game to play against them, you know, night in and night out. And so, you know, again, I'm hoping that I can come bring an element, you know, of physicality, of speed to the game that's only going to complement all the skill that's already on this roster.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Hi, Jason. Mike Harrington of the Buffalo News here. Owing that you certainly, as you mentioned, played with Malkin, what do you think has to happen for you to get back to that level of offense? And how would you characterize this past season for you?
Yeah, I think for me, a lot of it's about deployment. I mean, there's so many aspects of my game that I feel I can play up and down the lineup. But at the same time, if you look up and down the lineup on essentially any roster, the point production as you go down the lineups typically decrease. And I think for me, it was something, you know, with Arizona, there was a ton of skill at the top of the lineup. And, you know, I kind of got slotted in at that third line role. And I think if you look at a third line role production and things of that sort, I don't mind the year that I had. At the same time, my expectations myself are a lot higher. And I still feel that I have that aspect in my game. And I think I showed that at certain points. And I think I showed that to a different level, even when I got to Nashville at the end of last season. So I know it's still there. I know my speed's still there. I know, you know, when I look at my playoffs with Nashville, I was happy with how I played. And, you know, I think I still have that element. I think I just need to come in here and find some chemistry with the guys in the room, and find it on the ice and just be able to put it all into place. And I think Buffalo is a great place to be able to do that.
And as you move on in your career, what were some of the takeaways you had of being a teammate of Malkin and Sid that you can, you know, learn from and use, keep going forward?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different aspects of that. You know, from Sid's side of things, it's just another level as far as preparation, professionalism, and the way that he goes about the game every single day. With a guy like Malkin, he's more of a free spirit. But at the same time, he's one of the most competitive guys I've ever played with. And, you know, he's not afraid to give you an earful if you're not playing up to his expectations. And, but at the same time, he's one of the funniest guys in the locker room. So it's a little bit of both elements. It was fun to see both sides of it. You know, I've been very fortunate to see, throughout my career, some of the best leaders in this game, from Sid and, you know, even seeing a guy like Ryan O'Reilly and Roman Josi last year. You know, just seeing Mikko Koivu and Zach Parise and Ryan Suter. I mean, I've had a wide array of different leaders that I've played with. You know, Matt Cullen, the list kind of goes on. And so it's been a lot of fun for me. And I kind of taken pieces from every one of those guys. And, you know, there's always going to be things you like or dislike about certain guys. And I've tried to piece it all together to be the leader that I am.
Thanks.
Jason, what was your reaction to some of the other signings Buffalo made? I know you mentioned you like to bring a physical presence, and it seems like you're not going to be the only one in this group now that's going to be able to do that. There's a few other guys. What did you think of some of the other moves?
I thought it was great. I mean, I think it's a piece of the game that the physicality in our game is hard to play against, you know, in the speed and the pressure, you know, when you're in another team's face all night, you're hitting them, your speed and taking away their time and space, not letting them make the plays they want to make. It's extremely difficult to play against. And I think the teams that have the most success, when you look at the Floridas of the world, when you look at even Nashville over that stretch that they had last year, it was the amount of time and space that they were taking away from teams. Teams were just being suffocated. And I think that's an element that we can bring. And the physicality is a huge piece of that. So, you know, I know Sam Lafferty really well. He's a good friend of mine from in Pittsburgh. And I love his game. I mean, he brings a crazy amount of speed. The physicality is a lot of fun to watch. And so I think for us, we're going to be bringing more of that. And I think it's going to make us a lot harder to play against next year.
Coming to a place where, you know, these guys haven't won in a while, I'm curious what your leadership style is like and kind of, you know, how you approach that without, you know, trying to be too over the top about it, right? That you've, you know, had some success before, but how you approach coming into a situation like this.
For me, I'm a big advocate of confidence. And for me, when you come into a season as the Buffalo Sabres, you need to say, we're going to go make the playoffs. And in the East, you know, you're going to be hard pressed to find eight teams that should not make the playoffs realistically. Right. So that means there's going to be a lot of really good teams that are missing the playoffs. And we just have to, you know, have that confidence and that swagger from day one and make sure that every single game that we're going into and every single night, you know, we're playing with that swagger and that confidence, and it's just going to build. You know, and ultimately, once it starts building, you know, you're going to go through the hard stretches. There's going to be those times, and you just got to try to limit them. You know, it can't be a 5, 6, 7, 8 game skid. You know, it can be 2 or 3, and then you got to try to stop it, and you got to get back on the horse again and just keep going. So for me, that's kind of what I'm going to try to bring is, like, you know, when I was in Pittsburgh, learned from these guys, that was something we harped on. It was the consistency of making sure that, making sure that every single night you brought it, and it was just as meaningful as, you know, game one to game 82.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hi, Jason. I was just wondering, did you have a conversation with Alex Tuch before you signed? Did you discuss, you know, Buffalo and everything here? I know you were teammates with him. Did you guys talk before you signed?
No, we didn't. It was kind of a crazy process, the way that it all went down, and free agency is just chaos in and of itself. So I did have a chance to talk with him after and get his thoughts. I did talk to a few others as well. You know, a bunch of the guys reached out to me, which was great to hear from them. I've heard nothing but great things about the group. And so I'm looking forward to it, but no, to answer your question fully, I did not get to talk to him prior.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.